It's delicately poised. I think I'd probably say that they're probably slight favourites. But as you've seen in this game, once you get on a little bit of a roll, wickets do actually tumble quite quickly. So as long as we come out the blocks tomorrow and perhaps take an early one or two, then I think we're going to have a great chance. So that's how I'd summarise it at the moment. Delicately poised.
Presumably that's the hope, that one wicket will be followed by others.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've batted well there at the end. They batted calmly. They played Jeets exceptionally well, I thought, as a side, because he bowled very well, but obviously without any wickets. So we've just got to put today to bed and come back tomorrow. Lots of energy.
What's in the pitch at the moment for you?
There's a little bit there. There's a little bit of movement. There's a little bit of rough, hopefully for the spinners to work with. The heavy roll has probably just taken a little bit of a sting out of it, but still a wicket where if you bowl well, you can get bits out of it.
You took four wickets in fairly quick succession. That must have given you all a big hope.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, obviously, Wokesy bowled exceptionally well yesterday to get nine. So, obviously, to have a player who's impacted the game that much go is obviously a big deal. So, it was important that someone stepped up. And obviously, fortunately, today it was me, so it felt good. But we've obviously got a lot more hard work ahead of us.
Did you feel you were bowling pretty well before those wickets came?
I think as a side in this game, we've actually bowled well. I think even though we haven't been getting wickets, we've been going at below three and over, bowling well in partnerships and stuff. So yeah, I don't necessarily think that I bowled any differently to how I did, with the new ball or even in yesterday's spell. It just happened that patience basically, and eventually you get your rewards.
As a team, must be disappointed they'd have been bowled out for 114. Can you sort of explain that?
Firstly, credit to them. Obviously, I was one of Onion's victims last night, and he's obviously a quality, experienced bowler, and he got a couple more wickets. But they're young guys, they came in well. I think obviously, you can't ever say getting bowled out for 100 is very good. There's no point in sort of lying about that. Even when it is perhaps tough conditions, you've got to find a way to get 150, 200 and so on. So obviously we're a bit disappointed, but we can't dwell on it.
And you've mostly got nine for you. You're on for a 10, all 10 still?
I've got a shot. To be fair, I'm not saying it here, but I don't care if I get another wicket. If we win, that's the important thing. Because obviously a win now would leave us in a great position in the league. To win and me get 10 poles would be good, and then I can have a joke with Wokesy. But no, the win's the important thing, and obviously if we're going to do that, it's going to mean wickets probably at both ends. Tomorrow we're going to have to apply pressure equally from each end. So.
And you still believe you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, but you have to. We do. We've got the best spinner in English cricket. We've got a good young leg spinner. You've got Barker on great form. Molly's bowled really well, and I've picked up a few already in this innings. So. There's the tools are there to do it. Like I said, they're probably slight favourites, but I think we start well, then we're in a good position.